Who you are was created. An empath, Kabbalah, the words. Part 1, The Empath. If you have to suffer, make it meaningful. It will hurt less. Empaths have a glitch in their brain, I say, that makes them feel not only their own bad emotions, but others as well. I didn't know I was an empath until the year 2000. I was 53 years old. And I hadn't known such a thing existed. I thought what I felt was all mine. And I suffered. For a decade or so I was under doctor's care, often hospitalized. I had some indicators I can see with 20/20 hindsight, but I still thought nothing of them. Whenever, wherever I was around or near horny people, I felt what they felt. Horrible, if you ask me. And when my doctors wanted to shock me out of my bad state, and I refused treatment, they resorted to send me to the cold showers, and that allowed me to feel myself only for a bit. And I was cured. Humans feel horrible feelings, and I have to feel their feelings. I have been thinking about this. If you are condemned to suffer, maybe your job is to make it useful so you don't suffer in vain. Lots of people have done that. People with horrid diseases, addictions, etc., but they did it after they got rid of the pain. For an empath, there is no getting rid of the pain. But if you don't train yourself to be a true empath, like a precise instrument, to know how to connect reliably to a person, then it is just vague horrid pain. For no reason. Like my mother's beatings, I never knew what I did wrong, she never told me. Something I did made her angry and she beat me. What made her angry? I have no idea. My mother was an empath too. Unaware, untrained, unpredictable. I think being an empath is an aberration. Not something that is supposed to be. If you know that what you feel is another's feeling, that you are not an empath, you are a sensitive. Empaths feel others' feelings as their own, anger, despair, grief, for no reason. I have to muscle test if a feeling is mine. If you learn nothing else, learn to muscle test that. If it is not yours, then you can ignore it. The body won't. It will still be stiff. The stress won't. It will still ravage your body. But your brain, your attention, your mood, and your ability to do life, and you'll free up your energy and ability to do work. Other extrasensory perception, people see and hear things, they say, that I say don't exist, are not real. And yet they hallucinate. Imagine. Tell you what you want to hear. I was duped out of my paycheck by one of those some 57 years ago in Budapest. One of the challenges of being a true empath is that you feel what is going on in another person's body, while they may not feel it. I have a client/student who told me yesterday that all his life he told himself to ignore, block the feelings, so he doesn't appear weak. But he has a veritable snowstorm inside. And now he is starting to feel it too. Feelings, even emotions, are guiding. Part 2, The Words. Emotions come from words. All emotions, even pleasant ones. Once you know that, you can start pondering to see what you have been saying, unconsciously to yourself, that whips up that shitstorm inside. Most of the words that create bad feelings are not helpful and moreover not true. And if you are not happy, if you feel life is unfair, if you are not getting the results you want, more likely than not, what is at the root is the words you've been saying. I have another client/student who has been saying unconsciously forever, that he won't. Like a commandment. What he is conscious of is that he is staying I can't. Revealing that the words are really I won't has broken the spell. And he has started at least one project where now, two times, has gone beyond where he normally quits. Part 3, Kabbalah. The ancient Hebrews, the Kabbalists, somehow realized the importance of words. So they made up a whole science of creation. God created everything through the Hebrew alphabet. Every letter had a number associated with it. And they fancied that the Creator communicated laws and everything through those letters. So 99% of Hebrew mysticism is horse pucky. But the observation that somehow words create, words are at the root of most everything, is actually accurate. Part 4, How It Really Is. Words you say, consciously or unconsciously, have power over you. And using them skillfully, they have power over others. Fascism and other tyrannical systems use words almost singularly to whip people into true believers. Aldous Huxley saw that. And I suddenly saw that when I read his book Brave New World back in 1977. I was a true believer of the system I lived in spite of all the bad stuff I could see. But when I read that book, I could step back and see that the words of the system completely controlled my emotions. The words inundated me from birth. I suddenly saw beyond the veil. But I still catch myself singing those songs that sang the beauty and goodness of the system. And if you look closely, likely words have whipped you into true believers. MAGA's ideology is entirely a fascist ideology. You think with your blood, your national blood. Everyone else is the enemy of the nation. Exactly, almost word by word what Hitler and Mussolini used to whip people into fans and adherents. Or Stalin who said, if you are not with us you are against us. Words do have power, and learning how the words do that and more importantly, how to own that the words are yours, and they are just words you said, not real, often not even true, and even more often so what? So my job as a trainer who attempts to train people to reclaim their power they lost to their own words is to allow them to step back for a moment, like I did in 1977, and see the silliness of it all. The more somebody uses lying to get their way, the harder my job is. Because the lies people make up are a second set of words that are just as powerful as the first ones. And the newer ones make the speaker feel special. You have stored all the words you said in your backdrop. If your sense of self is dominated by not complimentary words, you have a backdrop type 1. If your sense of self is dominated by words that tell you that you are special, then you have a type 2 backdrop. Giving up feeling that you are special is hard. Because when you give it up you need to deal with the fact that you are ordinary, nothing special, not entitled to anything. Like the rest of ordinary people. It is more painful and more difficult to give up being special. But unless you do, you are stuck and I can't help you. Hitler made up that God saved him in the trenches of the First World War because he was destined to be a kind of savior. A lie, a delusion. He was a type 2 backdrop person. So is Trump and all his family. And maybe you. When I look back at the many people I have let go from my programs, all of them had a type 2 backdrop. They had two sets of words, and the second one was saying that they were special entitled to special results, like Superman or Superwoman. Only about 10% of humanity has a type 2 backdrop, but in my programs they are more numerous. Type 2 believe their own myth. Their own narrative. Their own lies about themselves. I never believed my own lies, never believed that I was special, entitled to special treatment. So in my prison break, in my effort to break free from the hypnotic trance of the words I said I am not worth keeping was relatively easy. But for someone who made up that they are special, either because they are pretty, or because they were born into a family of privilege, the first job is to lower their self-image to normal, to ordinary. Even before they can deal with the original words. If the original words have a flavor of being slighted, that is a clear indication of a type 2 backdrop. You can also glean the backdrop type observing the efforts of the person. If they talk instead of doing, that is often a clear indication of a type 2 backdrop. In the currently running program I am still working, so far unsuccessfully, to teach how to embrace, how to own what you said, so you can do anything in spite of it. The words are like a baby. You try to do something and the baby suddenly cries. You want to go someplace and the baby grabs your legs. So the embracing method is to hold the baby to your body and take it with you, wherever you go, whatever you intend to do. The moment you resist it, it takes over. If this didn't make sense, don't worry. I have been trying to teach this for 10 years, and so far only a very few people can really get it and live it. But this is the work. In the upcoming program I will do a complete 180 in methodology. I will not teach, I will not train, I will only coach. The program will have one purpose, to weaken the influence of the words you said when you were little. So you can have a life you can love. Those words won't let you. Unless you create new words that you'll empower more than the original words. It's a process, and it may take years to complete, but a process that pays you benefits every time you do something. One could say, after the age of 3 most people are dominated, their actions, by what the 3-year-old said. We'll call that the black wolf. There is no white wolf, or not really. The white wolf needs to be invented, just like you invented the black wolf. And in the process I help you practice in the coaching program. You are inventing and feeding the white wolf. So you can start to have a life you love. The program is not open for registration. I recommend that if you are not a regular student, you first get trained through a recorded program. Or come to the upcoming Saturday plus Tuesday workshop starting this coming Saturday. Oops, that is tomorrow. If you can't make this Saturday, you can use the recordings to train yourself. Not as good as being there and getting personal attention, but it's better than nothing. The black wolf and the white wolf. P.S. Me being an empath and being enamored with words is a perfect combination. I have been able to see the connection between the words and the emotions. Many disciplines have known that words have power. But what they don't know is that words only have power if they are spoken with intention. Intention to cause that what is spoken to create what it says. Affirmation could have power in the hands, in the mouths of a powerful person. But of course the 8 billion aren't powerful. Declaration. Landmark education leaders used to say, when you say chair falls out of your mouth. The language of causing. Most people most of the time use language to describe. But that kind of language doesn't create. The language that creates is called declaration. When it is said, it is still a lie. But it comes with an intention and a commitment to make it true, to make it real in reality. If you look, you'll see that most people have a problem with intention, causing. Most people speak and live as an effect. An effect cannot cause their speaking, and cannot declare. The capacity to cause is the dividing element between people who can create a new self and the people who can't. The work we do here is intent on activating this causing gene. So your word can have power. So you can create yourself with it.